Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Marty Keogh. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting seventh. The catcher, Lou Berberet. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Brewer. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tom Brewer. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting second. The third baseman, Ozzie Virgil. Batting third. The center fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gale Harris. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Martin. Batting 8th. The catcher, Red Wilson. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Frank Larry. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Frank Larry. And now, play ball. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh takes first base on ball 4. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris scoops it up and throws to first, with Larry covering, for the out. Keogh moves to second. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-0, Red Sox. George Siski now pitching. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Keene reaches second base with a double. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris takes first base on ball 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Keogh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Keogh. The throw from Wilson and he is out, Martin applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brewer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. George Siski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bowling is called out on strikes. One out. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0 for 1 in the game. Virgil hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Jensen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wilson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Gurnett strikes out. Two outs. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 0 for 1 in the game. Berberet strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Harris hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Brewer, and towards Runnels, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 1 in the game. Button strikes out. One out. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer is 0 for 1 in the game. Brewer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Siski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Keogh hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris scoops it up and throws to first, with Siski covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wilson bunts towards the mound. Brewer juggles the ball. That's an error on Brewer. Bob Hazel pinch hits for George Siski. Bob Hazel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hazel takes first base on ball 4. Wilson moves to second. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bowling takes first base on ball 4. Wilson moves to third. Hazel moves to second. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0 for 2 in the game. Virgil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to second for the out. Wilson scores. Hazel moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Keene strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Morgan now pitching. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 2 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Runnels moves to third. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Jensen hits a pop-up towards short. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Harris hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaline hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Maxwell hits a pop-up towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Martin reaches second base with a double. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Tito Francona pinch hits for Tom Morgan. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops it up and throws to first, with Brewer covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Fisher now pitching. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 0-for-2 in the game. Berberet hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-2 in the game. Button hits a ball on the ground towards third. Virgil fields it and throws to first for the out. Berberet moves to second. Two outs. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer is 0-for-2 in the game. Brewer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bowling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Virgil hits a fly ball into center field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Keene hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Keene reaches second base with a double. Bowling goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3 Red Sox. Murray Wall now pitching. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Harris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keene scores. It's Red Sox, 4, Tigers, 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Wall. Harris moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Leo Keeley now pitching. Johnny Groth pinch hits for Charlie Maxwell. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth takes first base on ball 4. Harris moves to third. Kaline moves to second. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Martin hits a ball on the ground for an out. Kaline moves to third. Groth moves to second. Two outs. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kaline scores. Groth scores. Martin moves to second. It's 6-4, Tigers. Bill Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher takes first base on ball 4. Martin moves to third. Wilson moves to second. Mike Forknealy's now pitching. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Bowling hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Groth now playing left field. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Keogh bunts towards third. Virgil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Runnels hits a fly ball into center field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Virgil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Keene hits a fly ball into center field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Harris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kaline hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Keogh. Kaline reaches second base with a double. Harris moves to third. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Groth takes first base on ball 4. Harris scores. Kaline moves to third. It's 7-4, Tigers. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Martin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a pop-up towards short. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Jensen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-3 in the game. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berberet takes first base on ball 4. Gurnett moves to second. Billy Consolo pinch runs for Lou Berberet. Gene Stevens pinch hits for Don Budden. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.